Welcome to the Financial District, also known as FIDI. Unless we have a strong reason to come to FIDI, the Marriage Bureau, jury duty, or office work, it's sometimes a neighborhood New Yorkers tend to forget about, but we really shouldn't. FIDI holds the key to much of the history of New York City, and much of the resilience we tout as New Yorkers. You can very visibly see that in the range of architectural styles we'll talk about today. Looking around, you can feel how the city has managed to survive, adapt, and evolve over almost four centuries. Today, its blend of historic and modern architecture, corporate and residential spaces, and sense of commerce and community makes it an alluring neighborhood to work and play. That's exactly why we're here. Where you are standing are some of the original streets of New Amsterdam, the 17th century settlement that would become our beloved city. New Amsterdam was an outpost of Dutch fur traders whose strategic location on the southern tip of Manhattan Island allowed them to defend the fur trade operations of the Dutch West India Company along the Hudson River. 40 years later, the small settlement would grow to nearly 9,000 people and be taken over by the English. They renamed it New York City. Like the West Village, these streets do not follow the Commissioner's Plan of 1811 that stipulated the grid layout that you see in other parts of the city. How could they? These streets were originally formed in the 1600s. That explains why they wind and curve. They were organically expanded as the settlement's population increased. Now it's a charming juxtaposition to see the thin, curved streets against some of the tallest buildings in the world. We wonder what those first city dwellers would think if they could see the skyscrapers in 2021. FIDI houses many of the city's leading financial institutions, including the New York Stock Exchange and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Its heart, Wall Street, is commonly referred to as one of the most powerful financial centers in the world. In fact, the NYSE is the world's largest stock exchange by total market capitalization. The name of the street alone brings to mind dollar bills. We can't talk about banks without discussing Alexander Hamilton. Often referred to as the city's financial founding father, Hamilton was influential in designing New York City as a world financial leader. He founded the Bank of New York, which would later be the first stock traded at the NYSE, and he created a blueprint for how to run a bank that would serve as the model for years to come. He was the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury under President George Washington, where he remained a strong proponent of the federal government leading commercial development. He also established the nation's first currency and the NYSE. The Bank of New York's ticker symbol, BK, is still used on the exchange today. Much of the architecture in the neighborhood is rooted in the Gilded Age, with some Art Deco influences. To show the might and power of the organizations inside, architects looked to ancient Greece and Rome for inspiration, adapting neoclassical details on both the inside and the outside of the buildings. In recent years, there has been another influx of new architectural talent, bringing flashy modern architecture to sprinkle in among the historic facades. To understand the shift in architecture, we need to look at what this neighborhood has endured over time. In the 1900s, the area bustled during the day as thousands of workers arrived at the jobs in the financial sector. By 6 p.m., the area became a ghost town, with workers fleeing to apartments uptown. The city decided to promote the neighborhood as the ideal place to work and live. They began converting old office buildings into co-ops and offering incentives for restaurants, dry cleaners, movie theaters, and other lifestyle businesses to move in. Reports show that in the 1990s, the number of residents in FIDI increased by 60%. Soon that would change. 2001 and the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center immensely altered the area. You likely know the details of the somber day, but how that affected this neighborhood is something that is still struggling with now. Physically rebuilding, attracting tenants, and promoting the residential qualities. Hurricane Sandy in 2013 also did not help. Several new buildings by major architects like Frank Gehry and Sir David Adjaye have attempted to create luxurious enclaves in the neighborhood, and renovations to highlight the beauty of old buildings like the Beekman Hotel have drawn locals and tourists here. Major brands from Four Seasons to Hermes have moved in to capture more of the luxury spirit, or at least the deep pockets of the financial bigwigs who arrive at Wall Street every morning. We're excited to have you part of the tour today. Get ready. You're about to appreciate FIDAI in a way you never have before. Thank you so much for being here with us.